In Northwest News from KNKX, Beyond the Frame, To Be Native is the name of a series of exhibits around the region honoring the 150th birthday of Seattle photographer Edward S. Curtis. Curtis is a controversial figure. He wanted to document Native American cultures based on the belief that they would soon vanish. This year's exhibits are revisiting his iconic photographs by exploring contemporary Native identity. The project is led by the Seattle Public Library, where a small exhibit focuses on indigenous stewardship of the Salish Sea. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Protecting Hulch is the name of the exhibit, which is tucked between the stacks in a gallery on the library's eighth floor. Hulch is the native Lushootseed word for saltwater or the Salish Sea. Co-curator Jennifer Ott, an environmental historian, says they came up with the theme after spending a lot of time looking at Curtis's images.
And we realized as we were looking at the Coast Salish volume how prevalent water is.
Those thick books of Curtis's pictures and copper plates used to make them fill a couple of display cases, and sepia-tone prints of his images are on the gallery walls. Each shows a different facet of local cultures intimately connected with uses of the water.
So we have the mussel gatherer, which was taken in 1900. We have digging clams in 1912, and then also clam digger in 1900.
Shannon Kopelva is Ott's co-curator and the project coordinator for Beyond the Frame. She says the Curtis images inspired the show, but what's more important is that the activities shown here haven't stopped. Images of canoeing, fishing, whaling, and shellfish gathering are all connected to cultures that have kept going. Still, she says it's a gift to have 100-year-old pictures available for tribal members.
This is their ancestors. This is their elders. So it's great to be able to have that history recorded.
Kopelva is a member of the Hopi tribe. She knows that Curtis's work is controversial. He was a white ethnologist, and it's unlikely that he told his subjects what he would use their photos for or how he might benefit. But on balance, she says she's glad they exist.
I tend to be a little bit on the pro side to try to find a little bit more out about those individuals instead of them just being this very static, romanticized image. We really tried to, within this exhibit, look at what the individuals are actually doing and really try to incorporate modern information.
Each Curtis print in the show is presented with context that connects the images to current cultural events, including the annual canoe journey and the macaw whale hunt. There's also an entire section of the exhibit on food sovereignty. Jennifer Ott says they worked with the Muckleshoot tribe to show that many of the Coast Salish cultures see the old way of doing things as a bridge to the future. The tribe contributed a traditional cedar bentwood box used for cooking and storage, along with indigenous foods such as salmon, shellfish, berries, and seaweed. They say eating traditionally could be a path to greater public health.
We wanted to be sure and tell the story that would pull the images to the present and talk about what tribal communities are doing today. And what's striking, and the last part of the exhibit really digs into this, is how much tribes in the area are doing to protect and restore water resources.
That section has information on a number of local efforts, from restoration work on area estuaries to the big dam removal on the Elwha, to the series of recent fights against fossil fuel infrastructure being built on the shores of the Salish Sea. Ott says these are all issues that have relevance for anyone living here.
The tribes are doing the work they're doing to protect their treaty rights and their access to traditional foods, but they're also doing it as a way for the whole community to benefit so that we have a healthy place to live.
All of these issues, and especially the role of salmon in the Salish Sea, are the topic of a storytelling and panel discussion taking place tonight at the library. The exhibit continues through August 30th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
That panel discussion Tuesday night on salmon in the Salish Sea at the downtown library from 6:30 to 8:30. There's also a 3-day symposium on the entire Beyond the Frame, To Be Native series coming up in November.